Brand Injury Podcast, sponsored by Sweat. If you want to win, fucking sweat. Okay, kids, here we are. It's another day. I feel good. All right, let's get right to it. So, Max struck out three times last night at his Little League baseball game. Max is my son. He's 8. You know, and it's hard to watch that. Like, I want him to hit the ball, and I'm not certainly not mad at him. I'm not one of them hyper-competitive parents that, you know, loses their shit or bases their own self-worth on how their kid performs or any of that crazy stuff. But I just want to see him do well. And so, you know, I make him go out in the backyard, you know, a couple times a week, and we play wiffle ball for like 20 minutes. And he fights it. He wants to watch YouTube. He's addicted to the digital heroin. And it's my job to keep him off that shit. I mean, right now he's watching it too. But if I want to do the podcast, I have to give him the digital heroin. That's the game right now. And everybody's going through it, and it's very tough. No one knows what to do. That's probably a whole other podcast episode in itself. We'll have to figure out when we get there. But I've been working with him a lot. And, you know, at the beginning of the year, he wasn't thinking much. He'd hit pretty good. Well, you know, and he gets hit with the ball a little bit. And he didn't take some, you know, Roger Clemens bean to the forehead or anything like that. But, you know, you play a little league, you hit with the baseball a little bit, and you go, oh my God. And he's now completely traumatized. And so anytime he swings, he steps away from the ball as if it's a rattlesnake on the home plate or something. And it's a problem. But we've been working with the swing, you know, working on a swing a lot. You know, and his coach even said that he's doing everything right. He just isn't hitting the ball. That's assuming he doesn't jump back from the plate, of course. So when we're in the backyard of wiffle balls, no problem. He likes wiffle ball. He does okay. Baseball's different. He's afraid. And so, you know, if I was writing a movie script of this whole season, this story, you know, I'd say that, you know, he starts out the season okay, and then he gets hit, and then he loses his confidence. But then his dad, you know, makes him go out and work a whole 20 minutes, you know, twice a week to improve his swing. And then suddenly, out of the blue, he gets a hit. And then before you know it, he gets a good hit. He gets like a double, hits it all the way to the outfield, maybe, you know, and at the end of the, you know, the movie, we'd play the Free Willy the music, and he would realize that hard work, that he earned his way out of this mess by going out into the 95-degree heat like we did yesterday and playing real baseball, you know, getting sweaty, and even when you don't want to, when there's plenty of YouTube to watch, it paid off. That's what I would love. You know, that's my ultra-happy Disney movie version of this. You know, and there's obviously a chance that he'll do all the work, and get, you know, nowhere. That's kind of the story of my life, I feel like. I will work my ass off, and then I just won't get paid. But here's the thing. So I just want him to get confidence. I want him to earn it. I want him to feel what it's like to put the time into swinging, even when you don't want to, when maybe you've got a few blisters, or maybe it's just uncomfortable and sweaty. And I want him to do that work and then feel, you know, the fruits of his labor, to get something out of the deal. But unfortunately, confidence is not something I can give him. I can't even, like, teach it to him, but I could kind of just show him a strategy on how I think the way to find that is, and that's you work hard, and it pays off in the end. You have to have faith in that, and it doesn't always pay every time, but it certainly increases your odds. As one of my old buddies used to say, his dad would say, you can make your own luck. Life's a game of luck, but you can make your own luck. I think that's kind of what confidence is. So on Freakonomics this week, some chick, I guess she's human, named Cecilia Rouse, and she's one of those Harvard PhD economists who always advises like the Democrat presidents, Biden and Obama and probably Clinton or something. I don't know. But it's so weird when usually economists know what they're talking about. They understand incentive. They usually have like a common sense to them that other PhDs often don't, but at least on podcasts and whatnot, they're probably all faking it. And she had two major points on Freakonomics. One, she says that they're measuring no excessive inflation from all the absurd government spending that's been going on for the past 2 decades. We all know what the national debt's been like. It's hockey stick. They're spending money like crazy. And she's like, no, inflation's fine. It's like, are you fucking nuts? You can't measure inflation. She's talking about post-COVID, by the way, like right now. Like, if you can't measure that, then get a new fucking ruler. Like, what do you mean there's no inflation? Like, you're crazy. And for example, I got a quote for a roof. I got a quote for my roof exactly a year ago, almost to the day. And then I got one this year. Nothing's different. Like in my world, I mean, life's basically the same. I mean, minus all the COVID shit. But the rest is just government intervention. The price went up 13%. It was exactly 6,000 last year, and it's exactly 7,000 this year. The same salesman dude, he told me, he goes, we've raised our prices 4 times this year, and we're raising them again here in 2 months. So it's because all their materials are going up. And we already know wood is crazy expensive. And we know semiconductors are basically gone. We know that there's a shortage of people, like at fast food places and whatnot. So you can't tell me that there's not been any inflation. You gotta be out of your fucking mind. So, and here was another point she made. She said that we needed a big ass government to fight COVID the way we did. You go, huh? The government fought COVID? Like, I didn't see them, blasting CO or COVID molecules from the sky of F-22s. Do, 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 do. Take that COVID molecule. Do. You know, I didn't see them at the space shuttles. They're pushing all the COVID into space. Get out of here, COVID. Get out of here. Go back to Saturn or whatever. You know, all I saw was the government, you know, they came up with new rules. They said, hey, you can't do this, you can't do that. And if the science didn't support that, they just kept doing it anyway. And, you know, we saw that, like, in several of the lefty states when the CDC finally said, okay, if you're vaccinated, you don't need a mask. Like, they give in a little bit. And they're like, what? We want to wear a mask. We're going to wear a mask anyway. And it's like, well, the CDC is was supposed to be the scientific guide we followed. Of course, you know how that goes. That's bullshit, too. But when they were like, nope, fuck the science, we're going to do what we want to do. It's like, well, it became a big goddamn mess. Now, and here's the thing about all the way COVID was handled. In my mind, if 20-year-olds would have been falling over dead, let's just say that, like, COVID went after 20-year-olds and killed them instead of 80-year-olds. If COVID would have been killing 20-year-olds, I have a feeling you would see all the empty spring break beaches. They'd be scared to death. They'd say, hey, my friend died, my sister died, I'm fucking staying home, and I will just play PlayStation and jerk off to the porn and find a way to survive digitally for now. We'll hold this out. Because if you went anywhere where a bunch of old people normally congregate, I do sound at a local Chili Supper, little fundraiser thing many years, and it's mostly old people, half old people. This year, COVID was thinning. Very few masks at this place. We're in Missouri. There aren't that many masks anyway. I didn't wear one. But very few masks. Well, guess what? Very few old people. Almost none of them. The old people that were there were all masked up, no matter how Republican-y they are. They were just being careful because they don't want to fucking die, and they knew they were at risk. I think people self-govern pretty well if they have the data most of the time. Now, here's the problem, of course. Is when the public, you know, the government is just constantly fucking lying to you. Well, you can't blame people when they don't trust the liars. And, you know, and obviously the right wing was pretty damn critical. Like, it's all bullshit, massive bullshit. And maybe they were. We don't really know. We never will. They probably were bullshit. But we'll never know for sure. But some people just immediately jumped, like, oh, the left wing is running things, so fuck them, we're not going to listen. It's like, well, they just don't trust the left. And, you know, Fauci, you know, his lie counter is up to the moon. You know, that guy just, he can't tell the truth. It's just not in him. And you see that. All you need to watch is one interview. You're like, didn't you just directly contradict, like, everything you said in the past? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. Okay. So, anyway, the last thing that this Cecilia Rouse human said was that we need a big government for was to build up the confidence of the downtrodden. And this rang home. And this goes back to Max with the three strikeouts last night. At least in Little League terms, Max is temporarily on the downtrodden list. You know, and I'm trying to figure out a way to get him out. I'm trying to figure out how to lift him up. The problem is I just can't give it to him. I can't give him that double. I'd love for him to have 2 RBIs and get the double. That's what I'd want. I want that. And, you know, the government can't give it to him. But all I can really do is show him a way of thinking and acting that'll probably be more profitable in the long run. I mean, it may not even pay off this year, but maybe it'll pay off next year. You know, like, I can show him a way to act. But, of course, confidence way I see confidence is it's gained from the times you used willpower in the past. In the times when you were royally fucked, how did you behave? And if you did the right thing, if you pushed through and did the work when you needed to, then that's when you develop confidence. And I've heard other people have similar views on that. That's what confidence is. Because some of it is, you know that you're going to do well in the future, but the only way you can really have any idea if you're going to do well in the future is if you know how to act now, you know. And so the only way you can guarantee you're going to do well in a pool tournament is if you bust your ass in the pool tournament. You can't just rely on natural ability, generally speaking. So anyway, so yeah, among my biggest wishes in life is to lift up the downtrodden. And people who are in a royally fucked spot, they often do need a boost. You know, they may need to borrow your bootstraps so they could pull themselves up. How about that? Like, where do the bootstraps come from? I think people, you have to lift yourself up. But where is this bootstrap? Who made it? How did you get it? How come I don't have it? Does everybody have a bootstrap? I mean, these are interesting questions. I do think people are in a bind. And I kind of look at it like this, that the people that are downtrodden, right now, I think those are kind of like, it's like gold. Not very much. There's a few nuggets down in this big pile of shit. But if you dig through it, you're going to find these awesome teachers, chefs, doctors, you know, construction workers. You're going to find people that make society work, that make capitalism work. You're going to find some badasses in there. But if they're just overconsumed by the shit, then they're never going to get out. And we've all been completely fucked in one way or another. You ask somebody in the middle of surgery, like to invent a flying car. Good luck. Your brain doesn't work that way. When you're getting chased by a bear, all you can think of is, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And I've been in pretty rough spots, you know, financially and whatnot over the years. And I can tell you, when you're going, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, you're not inventing things. And if you're not inventing things, then how are you going to get out of your broke-ass spot? So anyway, Cecilia Rouse wants to build up the confidence of those who are completely fucked. Well, I do too. And my idea is to give them like a framework to build that confidence. Like, how do you think? How do you approach a problem? And I would say you aggressively attack it with work and thought. You educate yourself, constantly get better at your craft. Well, she wants to use the government, and they're just going to write checks again. But here's the thing. The government already wrote checks for $12,000 last year to every family. We have one son. We didn't even need the money. We weren't doing great. I mean, you know, our house is worth $80,000 or whatever. We're not killing it. My car is like 23 years old. I mean, if I was single, I would not be getting any dates based on my car. It would be weird. I'm glad I'm married and can drive an old junker. But I work at home, so I don't need a car. I mean, whatever. So we're not like killing it. I mean, I guess you could, like, people in LA, like the LA slimeball actor types, like, oh my God, you poverty-stricken, you know, victim. Like, what are you talking about? I drink good beer. I'm happy. I'm not worried. I got a little bit of money in the bank. You know, the house is paid up 6 months extra. Blah, blah, blah. We're doing fine. No, it looks like we're in poverty. So they gave us $12,000 and we didn't even need it. But they gave it to everybody who didn't need it. And did that eradicate poverty? You know, I'm sure it, well, how about this? I know it eradicated our supply of lumber and semiconductors. We know that. We know that fast food stores or restaurants shut down because people realized they could take a month off. That definitely happened. But did they give out any confidence with that $12,000? And did people pull themselves up out of that mess? I'm sure some did, but I think most people just bought iPhones and shit. So I don't think just throwing cash at the problem is going to solve it. Like I could write Max a check for $12,000. Is that going to give him this double he needs to build confidence? Is he going to feel like a champion? Is he going to learn what metaphors from Little League apply to everything in life? To raising a kid, starting a business, going to school, all that kind of stuff? No. So here's another one. I got speaking of all this shit, I got a letter from the IRS this week. And it said you're going to be getting advanced payments of CTC, which is the Child Tax Credit. They want to give me some money, it sounds like. I can't tell if it's a loan from the future, which I guess that's all inflation. You know, that's what it's all been in the end. We're all going to be paying for this shit. But it says at the very bottom, if you don't wish to receive the advanced CTC payments, instructions on how to enroll are at this website. In other words, if you don't want the money, you need to take 5 or 10 minutes and fill out this form to say you don't want the money. What the fuck are they trying to do? Why is the default that I automatically get the money? Like, we realize you probably don't need this money, but take this $1,000 or whatever it is now. Like, well, here's the thing. I don't want the money. I don't need the money, but I need 5 minutes. Like, my time is dreadfully low right now. And here's the thing. Anybody that really is short on cash, anyone that's kind of fucked financially, like I said, the bear's chasing you, would gladly fill out a 5-minute form to make that bear go away. I get that. But in my spot, my bear chasing me is a time bear. This bear is trying to eat all my time, so I'm not going to fill the form out. So I guess I'm going to get this money, and what am I supposed to do? Go out and buy a new 3D printer? Like buy a new iPhone? I don't have an iPhone anyway. But I do what everyone else did last year and make us more out of semiconductors? I don't understand this logic. It's almost like the policymakers keep saying that, oh, we want to build up the poor, but it sounds like all they're doing is trying to fuck up our supply chains and fuck the economy up. That's all I see. Like, I don't understand how that helps the economy to overstimulate it, to throw more cash in, because supply cannot keep up with the demand. I mean, show me an industry where supply is keeping up demand with no problem. Bullshit. Everybody's working hard. No one can keep up. So in conclusion, my son has a confidence problem, and I've chosen to help him build that confidence by making him work hard at his chosen craft. Work hard, 20 minutes twice a week. It's not that fucking hard, but you know, so I'm not beating him. But I'm trying to teach him that if you do put the work in, even if it's not fun, it usually pays off. But it may not, which is that's the fuck of it. But I don't want to teach him that part yet. But Cecilia Rouse believes that there is no inflation, and there's nothing wrong with making money free. She thinks making money free will give confidence to the broke and the desperate. Well, it could, if you throw some money at the bear starts eating the money instead. Maybe you put honey on the money. Honey on the money. Put honey on the money, then the bear eats the money, and you can get away. You know, there are times, emergencies, where that definitely is helpful. In general, she's fucking full of shit. Inflation is everywhere, and if she's not seeing it, she's just not looking. And if she's a Harvard PhD economist and she can't find inflation, then what the fuck is she doing? I mean, it's obvious. So, no one's ever gotten confidence from a handout, and they never will. It's just not how confidence works. It's not what confidence is. You can't order on Amazon. So, in reality, I'll tell you the truth, I'm not going to buy a 3D printer with my government money. I'll invest it. And soon I'll have 20 rental properties and $1 million because I've skipped a few 3D printers. So that may be the big lesson. Like, if you don't want to be poor, put real work into your craft and don't blow your fucking money. Or the government could just spend another $2 trillion. I'm out, fellas, boys and girls. That was a Brandon Dreher podcast, sponsored by Sweat.